You are listening to 91.5 WMFO. My name is DJ Jazzy Jackiel, and we're sitting here with my co-host. Who is it?
Hey.
I don't know who it is. Wow, I don't recognize you, because you haven't been in the studio for a while, actually.
Ooh, okay, that was some shade. I'd like to pass that subtle shade on to DJ Teddy Grahams and DJ Luke Downtown,
yeah,
who also didn't show up.
I don't think they even know who that is, because I hardly know who that is at this point.
It's been a minute.
Yeah.
I'd like to say DJ Teddy Grahams has a Spanish final tomorrow, today.
Buena suerte.
Buena suerte.
That was very good. Yeah. Anyway, this is 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Can I share something real quick?
Yeah, Natasha, what do you want to share with us?
So when I was walking over here, so I'm wearing my Birkenstocks today, and I was walking over here, I was crossing the street, I hit a pothole, and I stubbed my toe. Can I get a little sympathy right now?
That sounds awful. Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm really sorry about that.
And I was just thinking, how incredible would it be if I could just have like one day in my life where I can do whatever I want and not get hurt?
I don't know if we can get that to happen for you.
I know, but wouldn't that be incredible?
You know, I think like all other ways life is alright right now, just a couple stub toes, you know. What you gonna do, man?
Yeah.
What you gonna do about
with
it?
All that junk and
Yeah, that's one way to go for this.
Yeah.
I'm having this thing right now where when I speak, my voice is really loud in my headset.
Your voice is really loud in my
that's
headset.
That's why I'm talking really funny right now. It's kind of messing with me. Anyway.
It sounds like it's echoing.
Interesting. Can you tell us a little bit about this past weekend at Tufts? Tufts University in Medford?
You know what? My namesake performed at Tufts University.
Yeah, this last weekend, if you didn't know, was Spring Fling here at Tufts. We had performances from Tinashe, Aminé, and
Metro Boomin.
We're in studio right now with Tinashe. Can you do a little acapella for us, if you don't mind?
I'm going to go with note, but I do want to say thanks to Aminé.
I'm not going to take this joke. I've never found that funny.
It's a meme. I'm sorry. I would like to say thank you to Aminé for playing Caroline and like doing it well, because he had one job to do and he delivered.
Aminé did really well, actually.
I have that song stuck in my
head. We can do some Spring Fling themed music,
I think. I think we'll have to do a little
bit of that. I think we might have to. There's just no option. We have to.
Yeah.
Speaking of music that we're going to have to play, though, what's this next song?
Were we speaking of music?
I believe we were. We're going to play a song coming out of a certain French-Canadian city.
Is it Quebec?
Yeah, it's called Of Quebec.
Oh, Of Montreal.
Yeah, this is Of Montreal. You're about to listen to Wraith Pinned to the Mist.
Wrath.
I think it's Wraith.
I think it's Wrath.
Wrath is spelled differently. That's definitely Wraith.
True. You're right.
Yeah, so
I heard this in a Starbucks yesterday. So.
Well, this is Natasha's Starbucks music, so we're going to listen to Wraith or Wrath. Wraith Pinned to the Mist. And Other Games by Of Montreal. Here we go.
Pretend we don't exist. Let's pretend we're in Antarctica. Let's pretend.
back. This is WMFO. 91.5 FM. I don't know what that screechy noise was.
How do I move this?
I'm unsure. There's weird sounds going on in the studio right now.
And is this mic on?
I can hear you.
You can hear me? Okay, I can't hear
if
you.
If anyone wants to call in and let us know if they can hear DJ Natasha.
That's me.
Nate.
That was a really good song.
That was a really good song. It's a good throwback.
I had a really nice moment last night that I just told you about like maybe 2 minutes ago. Can you not hear me, Jack?
I can hear you. Everything's really loud, and I feel like this button's broken.
That's a weird thing.
Because it has no feel to it. Like, it's completely, it just spins. Yeah, this button's...
Alicia, thanks for letting me know that my mic was on. That was all I needed.
What'd she say?
She just let me know that my mic was on. That's all I wanted to know.
All right, that's good. Well...
I wanted to share my really pure moment with you from last night.
What's your really pure moment?
Whoa, what has happened?
Oh, someone is actually calling. I didn't see that one coming. Interesting. 408 number. So it's...
That's probably my family.
It's one of those... I probably shouldn't have read that on air.
No, that's just an area
code. It's just an area code. It stopped beeping, so I guess they missed their shot.
Alicia, sorry. We'll talk to you later.
Yeah. Sorry, buddy.
I still want to share my really pure moment.
Can you share your really pure moment? What was that?
Okay. So, last night, we were on our way to Carm to get smiley fries, because someone said they had smart smiley fries. And it's a really long walk, and then I said, hey, can we just stop and take a nap really quick on the lawn? And we all lay down on the perfect little patch of grass, and we were staring up at the constellations, because it was a clear night. And we played this last song, Sweet Disposition, by The Temper Trap, and I was just really, really happy.
It's a really good, like, late night stargazing kind of song.
It was nice, and it was warm out, and lightly breezy.
It has been, like, nighttime warmth is a special thing.
It's something that I think we as Californians can take for granted.
To a degree. Yesterday was like abnormally warm.
Was that a joke
warm.
About weather?
Was that? Oh, that was a good one. I'm not nearly that clever to make jokes like that. No. There are some songs like that just feel like, you know, it feels like stargazing, and that's one of them.
You know what? You're right. Yeah. I get that. Yeah.
I like to describe my music without words that have to do anything with music. You know, like.
Like, this is stargazing.
Yeah, exactly. Or, like, this song is dense. But, something like that.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, turpentine. Anyway,
All right, let's just throw big SAT words out there.
We're going to move on to our next song. Are we going to move on to our next song? Is that what we want
to
do?
I like
right
now? To move it. If she likes to is move that what it, you're playing?
It. You know,
that would be a really
we are freeform radio, but... How freeform are we? Are we that freeform?
The freest of forms.
We are quite
freeform.
We
did play a stand-up comedy bit, so
yeah.
That's speaking about as freeform as we've gotten.
Have you listened to any good stand-up comedy recently?
No, but you know what's funny?
What's that?
I don't know. Do you know what's funny, Jack?
Is Louis C.K. funny?
I guess. I don't know.
I don't know. I've listened to some good stand-up comedy. If anyone wants recommendations for good stand-up comedy, then they should listen to John Mulaney. He's got two specials on Netflix, and it's like... Something I find really good is comedy that I can listen to my mom with, because I listen to a lot of comedy with my mom, and it always ends up really, really uncomfortable.
No, I.
But if you
that.
Want to listen to comedy with your mom, listen to John Mulaney, and you won't like die inside because it's so uncomfortable.
That's a really good plug. Like,
yeah, family, I watched Dave Chappelle's newest special with my mom, and like I was really excited to watch it because I watched the first one and I thought it was pretty good, and then I watched the second episode with my mom and it was just oh my god, I was just waiting for it to end. Like this hurts.
Yeah, expose.
Yikes.
Well, if we're shouting out things we like on Netflix, I'd also like to say that Dear White People came out.
Oh, you were saying that,
2 days ago. Yeah. And that's a phenomenal show. It deals with... Okay, so the cool thing is... So it deals with racism, right? Like black and white racism.
Yeah.
But the cool thing is that it takes place on a college campus. So it's like super relevant to our situation.
Because
there's been a whole bunch of these conversations on campus. And yeah, I watched that in like 2 days, which I haven't done in a long time.
How many episodes are there?
There's 10. Okay, they're pretty
I'll look
short.
Into that after it's, finals week.
Yeah.
There's recommendations from Jacqueline and Natasha.
Yeah, anytime, my dudes.
Anytime, my guys.
Right, let's listen to some music.
Yeah, that's what we're here for. We're going to pop into the next song, and that next song will be Your Hand Holding Mine by Yellow Days. Here we go. Yeah.
Singing along to that song and you just cut it off.
Oh, well, I'm glad that everyone on radio heard you say that.
None of that got on air.
We got a little bit of it. Anyway, my name is DJ Jazzy Jackiel.
Nice
this is 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I've got to let them know what they're listening to.
I forgot to know that they're listening to WWW.
Oh, we are WWW.
Weird Wallabies Wobble.
Weird Wallabies Wobble. And tonight, we're in the studio with DJ Jazzy Jackiel and my friend. Who is it?
I don't know.
Ugh. We still don't know. We still don't know. I actually always forget your DJ name. Not gonna lie.
Honestly, me too. It's okay.
Like, I can't think of what it is right now.
I'll just be DJ Teddy Grahams for the night. It's fine.
That's true. It's true.
I have a question for you, Jazzy Jackiel.
Yeah, what's your question?
Why not cover your computer camera?
I actually cover my computer camera. So.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Wait, me too.
I use a piece of, like, invisible tape, which I always think is funny, but it works totally fine.
Okay, so that's what this PSA is about that I was just going to read to you.
Oh, yeah. Well, tell me all about it. Why should I be covering my computer camera? I am so sorry for everyone at home. Whoa. I can maybe just don't touch the microphone like
was that.
This? Yeah, that was...
Wait, it happened when you took your headphones off. Try putting them on.
I don't think it has anything to do with my headphones.
See, it stopped.
That's not how microphone... Okay.
Okay, just keep them on.
Yeah, we're just going to keep them on.
All right. Why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? in addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up.
Interesting. Do you cover yours up? You do?
So the thing is, I do, but sometimes it causes problems. Like, today I was FaceTiming my dear mother.
I see.
And I was confused as to why my face wasn't popping up on the screen, and then I realized it was because I had the little thing on.
No, I actually, mine fell off recently, but I have been doing it. I first started doing it when I saw a picture of Mark Zuckerberg on his laptop, and he had it covered up.
Yes.
And I was like, all right.
He also covers his microphone jack, though, or like where you put it in.
That's the man doesn't listen to music. All he does is work. He's a dedicated guy. He is a machine. Have you seen the? We were talking about comedians earlier. There's a really good comic with a Bert Kreischer has a skit called The Machine. That's really funny.
Cool. Thanks for sharing.
That was pretty relevant.
Speaking of Zark Zuckerberg.
That sounds like a good alien. Speaking of aliens, I watched the movie... I'm taking this one over. I watched the movie Arrival last night, and it was really, really good. I would highly recommend it.
So, speaking of Zark Zuckerberg, today I watched an episode of Silicon Valley. It was, like, season two, whatever the newest episode is, season four, I don't know.
Newest episode, I didn't find very funny, not gonna lie.
Yeah, Danny and Pat were watching it, so I was like, alright, I'll watch it.
What'd you think of it?
It's interesting. I don't want to spoil the spoilers.
Well, we're just going to preface this by saying we're from the Silicon Valley. So
that's a whole fact.
That's whole our area. So this show is kind of personal to us. Yeah. It's about my house, actually.
Yeah, they're developing like this app, and it's like a chat thing. Yeah. And it was quite interesting.
No, yeah. It's like they get it very right, but I didn't find that episode funny at all. So that was unfortunate. It's a good show, though.
I was missing
overall.
A lot of background, I think.
It's not the kind of show you can jump in the middle. But talking about things that we're going to jump into the middle, we're going to jump into
next
the middle of the beginning of this
jump
song.
Jump In by Corbin Bleu.
Oh, that would be... Remember when we saw Corbin Bleu at Disneyland? That's a whole fact.
Yeah, that was really funny.
That was weird. All right. Another whole fact is that the next song will be War Horn by Shaky Graves. This is a song off of his... I want to think it's his debut EP. It's called Donor Blues, and this is a beautiful song. Here we go.
Thank you.
that was Shaky Graves, the song War Horn. Beautiful song.
Thank you.
How did you feel about that?
Yep.
All right. She is mad because I made the squeaky sound again.
Yep.
She is being passive aggressive.
She is.
She is. So I'm going to use this segue as, if you heard in that song,
I hate segues, by the way.
I've never written one, but that's not the point. If you heard in that song, there was like a bit of a cappella, like scat kind of things going on, you know, where there was like,
The Bubs?
Yeah, that was actually, it was a Tufts Bubs, but that's a alternative fact. So I'm going to use that to segue into this next song because I'm fairly certain that's what, all right, you know.
Sorry, continue.
How am I supposed to do a radio show when every five words I get a how certain are you, Jack? Is that a true fact? Is that? Yeah, so I have the power to mute you. So this next song.
Is that a threat?
That was a threat. That was a full threat.
Okay.
This next song is called Postcards Holidays by Boys Age, and it'll get a lot of the same vibes. I don't want to completely say it's in gibberish because there's a small chance it's in another language, but I'm pretty sure it's not. Natasha has a question. What's that?
Okay, I don't want to ruin your segue, but I have an unrelated comment to make.
No, my segue broke down a while ago. It's fine.
Oh, you can maybe charge it up downstairs.
It's a wheel. I need a new bearing.
Okay,
yeah,
gotcha.
No, something like that.
So you said boys, and then I thought of this game. So every time the boys in the 420s want to go to bed...
You might have to explain what the 420s are.
That's the suite where I live next to... Yeah. And so sometimes I'll be like, I'm bored, I'm going to go to bed. And I'll be like, don't go to bed because you're bored. Like, you need to just live your life and don't be bored. So then we play this game called Boys Making Noise. Because they're boys and all boys want to do is just make noise.
That's a fact.
So what happens is, like, you make a sound, and, like, it can be, like, a horrendous sound.
Wah.
And then, exactly. And then the other person you're playing with or the other people you're playing with, if you're in a group... Yeah, those are sounds.
I just wanted to make sounds.
So you, like, pick a person, and the person has to make the same sound back at you.
Can we play?
I feel like this is not going to be something enjoyable to listen to.
I feel like just make a sound. All right. So I'm co-hosting a show with Smeagol today. So we're just going to get on with the music, because that was not enjoyable to listen to. This is Postcard Holidays by Boys Age.
Ow! I could hear the angels whispering. So I drove into the woods and wandered aimlessly about until I heard my mother shouting through the fog. It turned out to be the howling of a dog, or a wolf to be exact. The sound sent shivers down my back, but I was drawn into the pack, and before long they allowed me to join in and sing their song. So from the cliffs and higher still, yeah, we would gladly get our fill, howling endlessly and shrilly at the dawn. And I lost the taste for judging right from wrong, for my flesh had turned to fur, yeah, and my thoughts they surely were turned to instinct and obedience to God. You can wear your fur like a river on fire, but you better be sure if you're making God a liar. I'm a rattlesnake, babe, I'm like fuel on fire. So if you're gonna get made, don't be afraid of what you learn. On the day that I turned 23, I was curled up underneath the dogwood tree, when suddenly a girl, her skin the color of a pearl, she wandered aimlessly, but she didn't seem to see. She was listening for the angels just like me. So I stood and looked about, I brushed the leaves off of my snout, and then I heard my mother shouting through the trees. You should have seen that girl go shaky at the knees. So I took her by the arm, we settled down upon a farm, and raised our children up as gently as you please. But now my fur has turned to skin, and I've been quickly ushered in to a world that I confess I do not know. But I still dream of running careless through the snow, through the howling winds that blow, across the ancient distant flow, that fill our bodies up like water till we know. You can wear your fur like a river on fire, but you better be sure if you're making God a liar. I'm a rattlesnake, babe, I'm like fuel on a fire. So if you're gonna get made, don't be afraid of what you learn.
Bam. Hello, welcome back. My name is DJ Jazzy Jackiel, and who is it?
Jacqueline Wilson. Jacqueline Wilson. By popular demand.
By popular artist Josia. That was horrible. Why did I say that?
You can say it again. You want to try again?
Should I?
Hosier?
Hosier.
Did
Who's
you
your daddy?
No.
Oh, man.
Nope. I would like to recommend watching... you've watched NPR Tiny Desk Sessions. You're
I have,
this.
Yeah.
Hosier did it. Did you watch that? That was really good.
I think I did, yeah.
I was a big fan.
I think that's when I found out that he looked how he did, and I was a little bit surprised.
And you just thought, why are you the way that you are?
Yeah. I watched Anderson .Paak earlier today.
Paak.
I watched Sampha's earlier today. Ooh. And Shaky Graves earlier
Wait,
today.
He did one?
Sampha, yeah. It's really good.
That's exciting. I
He's
might watch that.
He's got a beautiful voice. I wanted to play No One Knows Me Like the Piano or Blood on Me.
Do you relate to those two things?
I have not played the piano since third grade, I think. And is there blood on me? I didn't think so, but what are you trying to say?
I mean.
So you just listened to Fur by Blitzen Trapper.
Thanks for informing me.
It's a bit of a folksy song. I've been in a folksy mood recently.
Yeah, that kind of came out of nowhere.
Yeah, I have a lot more where that came from.
I did pull out the clogs and start tap dancing. I'm sorry this isn't TUTV, so you guys couldn't have seen that.
But. Clogs? Does that really go with folk music?
Yeah, like, I mean, like, Irish dancing.
Okay. You know, the Dutch wear clogs. That's, like, our thing.
I'm sorry. I won't steal your clogs.
Yeah, I know. You're kind of appropriating my culture a little bit. But that's okay. I don't
Yeah,
mind.
Let's talk about appropriating culture, Jack.
You're implying that I...
No, not you okay. specifically.
Okay. I was like, sorry. I don't know what I did there.
No. Wait, speaking of culture and my culture and brown people, yeah. Did you watch the Correspondents' Dinner?
I did. Hasan Minhaj is
he was
amazing.
Incredible. That
so
was
funny. I didn't watch the entire thing. I was in class, so.
Yeah, I mean, I just watched like.
I watched like the few five clips. Or so minutes. Yeah, he was really funny.
And he like used his position to talk about important things.
Yeah, no, he did
and
really
be
well.
Really funny.
The fact that Donald Trump wasn't there, like
ridiculous.
I'm shook, completely shook, thoroughly.
Oh, stop shaking.
I can't stop.
Won't stop.
Okay. So this has been a weird show tonight. It's been very freeform.
Yeah. Wait, I know what we should play.
What's that?
So that was Miley Cyrus, and then Noah Cyrus. This is a really good song. What are you looking at? It's people
Sorry,
outside.
I hear voices.
Oh,
it
Jack,
happens from time to time.
Jack, in your head?
Yikes. Stop. Anyway, we're going to move on from that.
Can we listen to this next song? I'm really excited for this
Yeah,
one.
So...
We have Rihanna with Love on the Brain up next, and
Rihanna, how excited are you for the show? For this song? She's in the studio. She's going to play this live for us.
Yo, I'm super excited, my dudes.
I just can't wait. Rihanna just talks really quietly and away from the mic. I don't know why she does that.
It's a weird thing that I do.
You want to speak up, Rihanna?
I can't. I'm so sorry.
Her vocal cords are a little fried. I think I might have to take over.
I'm saving my voice for the concert next week.
Oh, the concert. Yeah. There was 21 Savage was in Boston tonight. I wanted to go to that.
Okay.
Sorry, I shouldn't tell Rihanna that. That was so rude of me. How could I?
I don't
She doesn't care.
21.
She doesn't care.
21.
Anyway, we're going to move on from this segment and get on to Love on the Brain by Rihanna.
And also after that is some Aminé. I hope.
And what's the song?
Caroline.
Do you know the song about a certain Caroline by Outkast as well? Because I think we'll play that after there, and we can compare the Caroline songs.
I'm okay with that.
We'll do that. Anyway, this is Love on the Brain by Rihanna off her newest album, Anti.
To get close to you, we burn something today. And I'll run for miles just to get a taste. No matter what I do. Just to get close to you, could we burn something, babe? And I'll run for miles just to get a taste. Must be love on the brain. That's got me feeling this way. It beats me black and blue, but it fucks me so good and I can't.
Listen, man.
What's up?
I heard you done got you a dime piece, man.
Hell nah, man.
One of them Beyonce making good types, man.
Nah.
Is that true, man? I just want to know.
Probably not.
I mean, shit. To be honest with you, man, she's a
bad thing. Fine as hell. Thick as fuck. Oh my God. That's my baby. Caroline, you divine. Mighty fine. Started really blow the pipe.
That's true.
Like a pro.
Fuck you thought.
Holy shit, I'm really lit. It's looking like it's about time to fuck it up. Caroline, listen up. Don't wanna hear about your horoscope or what the future holds. Shut up and let's get gory. Like a Tarantino movie.
Don't wanna talk it out, can we fuck it out? Cause we gon' be up all night, fuck a decaf. You see, I'm a tall thug, yes, I'm a giraffe. If you want safe sex, baby, use the knee pad. Freaky with the sticky icky, baby, give me kitty kitty.
Killer, West Side nigga.
Hey, goddamn.
Boy, you like 98 degrees and I'm 300, nigga, keep your feet running.
It's hot.
I keep when I eat these beats. Better boy, get scarf. Don't run up in my lane, I don't want you in my lane. You a lame, get swerved. Cause great scenes might be great, but I love your bloopers. Imperfects for the urgent, baby, I want forever. Caroline, don't you see that? I want you to be mine. Bad things, fine as hell. Thick as fuck, oh my God. That's my baby, Caroline, you divine. Mighty fine. Started really blow the pipe.
That's true.
Like a pro.
What?
Holy shit, I'm really lit. It's looking like it's about time to fuck it up. Caroline, listen up. Don't wanna hear about your horoscope or what the future holds. Shut up and let's get gory. Like a Tarantino movie.
Don't wanna talk it out, can we fuck it out? Cause we gon' be up all night, fuck a decaf. You see, I'm a tall thug, yes, I'm a giraffe. If you want safe sex, baby, use the knee pad. Freaky with the sticky icky, baby, give me kitty kitty.
Killer, West Side nigga.
Hey, damn.
Boy, you like 98 degrees and I'm 300, nigga, keep your feet running.
It's hot.
I keep when I eat these beats. Better boy, get scarf.
Hey, Natasha, what's up?
It's Rihanna.
Oh, Rihanna's still in the studio. She didn't leave? I thought she had something to do.
Oh, you know, yeah. No, she just walked out.
Oh, wait. Bye, Rihanna.
Bye. It was good seeing you. Thanks for stopping by the studio.
Yeah. Wow, what a nice
person. She was really fun to talk to.
She is an angel.
I'm so glad she was here today.
Yeah.
It's nice of her to drop by.
Just great meeting people like that, and they're just so humble, you know?
So humble.
It's like they barely even speak.
You know what? Barely.
Barely.
You know who else is humble is Kendrick.
Kendrick, stay humble. That is true.
That was a joke about.
Yeah, no, I got that. It's a good one. It's a good one. I almost played a song by Mr. Kendrick Lamar. He came out at Drake's concert last night. It looked insane.
Really?
Oh, sorry, the weekend show.
Whoa.
I'm very jealous of anyone who was there. That's fantastic. I mean, come on.
So this is Weird Wallabies Wildin. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
That is true.
And this about wraps it up for the semester.
Yeah, speaking of wrapping it up.
Presents?
Amine was wrapping it up on stage yesterday with that song. That was horrible.
Yeah, that was a good... That was good.
Nice
try.
Effort, Jack. I really tried.
Is still broken.
Yeah, no, I haven't quite repaired it yet. I did see a really funny documentary about these guys that like traveled across the country on Segways.
Why?
Sometimes you just have too much time and probably too much money. They just go for it.
Interesting.
Yeah, no, people are weird hobbies, dude.
Weird hobbies. We can do a show on weird hobbies where we just talk about weird hobbies that we wish
I would
we had.
Love to do that because I'm really into weird hobbies. That's actually one of my... I think one of my hobbies is looking at other people's weird hobbies.
Yeah,
you know the song, like... The show, My Strange Addiction.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's kind of like that. Anyway, we're going to fade you guys out with this one last song. It's called...
Yikes, Bose.
Yikes. I don't know why you said that.
Yikes, Bose.
Speaking of yikes, I think... what was that?
Yikes!
Wait, can you play Zoink?
That was...
Zoinks!
That was Zoinks.
I thought that was...
I just want to hear one more sound.
No!
Oh, man. This is a really bad soundboard, but I think there's some potential for future shows.
So, yeah, get excited for new and improved soundboards coming your way next semester with our new and improved WWW Fall 2017.
Yeah.
Oh, our studio audience.
Yeah, they didn't
our studio audience is
good.
Incredible. Thanks, guys. First we get Rihanna, then we get this incredible audience.
Right, just one more time.
Nice.
Oh, man. That's fantastic.
Maybe we should play
one more. Yeah, we're going to play a song, and this is going to be the song.
This is a big responsibility.
A really good storytelling song off the UK-based grime artist,
Bugsy
Malone.
Okay.
This is M-E-N, Men.
Thanks for listening, you guys.
Thanks for listening. We'll catch you guys next week. Tune in. Same time. Same hosts, hopefully. Plus two more.
I have finals.
Well, Natasha won't be here, but I will. See you guys.
Mr. Snowman on production. Watch this. I got a brand new 3-bedroom crib with spotlights in the ceiling. It's sick. Got a beanbag in the computer room. All I need now is Grand Theft Auto 6. Got an office and everything cocaine white. In the morning it can get too bright, but it doesn't affect me these days, cause I've been staying up way too deep in the night, thinking about before it all went bad. Before the day I met my real dad, before I knew about money and bills, and now they both made my mum get sad. Sat counting about 25 bags. I'm running out of elastic bands, cause it turns out when you make money on the road, there's nothing you can do with the cash. So I jump in the S-Line driving fast, hoping I don't bump into my stepdad. Could he say mental abuse is worse than physical abuse, and I wanna get him back? But I don't wanna do another custodial sentence in a 4x4 pad. And I gotta take this time to apologize to my best friend, cause we almost crashed. Let me try and explain. It's intricate because I never been playing. It's intimate because I never contacted a counselor to get rid of this pain. I walk with it and now I'm going insane, losing control of my own brain. Watching documentaries on serial killers and feeling that I can relate. Did you find that strange? Yeah? Okay. Well, let me get this straight. If I do a life sentence or I don't make it, it's cause I could not handle the pain. I don't wanna hear nobody complain about that's good talent gone to waste, cause if I didn't go through what I went through, then you would've never downloaded my mixtapes. So let me confide in you. Let me get it off my chest. Turns out no matter how many tracks I make, I still can't handle the stress. But I don't watch all the indirects. True say man might see me as a threat, I don't mind going out as a legend, as long as I'm known as Manchester's best. So picture the scene, I'm sitting on my corner sofa in peace, until I got a call. Have you seen yourself in the papers? You wanted by the police. And I was like, what? And it was hot. But do you wanna know what was a lot? The night before was the night that I went on Twitter, had a direct message from Slough. Just my luck. Let me do a Vincent Van Gogh, cause you know I paint pictures with words, and I still not published one book. I was in Panacea trying to get to the bar, and my man didn't wanna let me pass, push me into a family of brothers. Before you knew it, I'd already been crap. But let me remind these fools. Into the devil I turn, they step back, I step back.